Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
We are getting ready to talk some LSU football here. 8:45, quarter till 9. Jeff Palermo joins us, WWL.com. Columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. You can see all his stuff at WWL.com. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm okay. You know, I was wondering, listening to Coach Kelly and thinking about the transfer portal, did they have any kind of mixer or anything, any kind of cocktail party where they got everybody together so they could see who was who and, you know, shake hands and recognize faces, those kind of things? Because it's a completely different team, is it not?
Well, and they've been together for a long time, though, Tommy. I mean, it really came together back in January once they added all these pieces out of the transfer portal, and many of them were there involved in spring football, and then you had the off-season conditioning. So I think this is a team that, you know, Brian Kelly really feels good about. In fact, I think he's just very overly optimistic when you look at, you know, you got 64 returning players, you got 18 transfer portal additions and 28 true freshmen. And I think the thing that he loves about this team is the amount of depth that he has. In particular, he spoke, and I wrote about it, that you can look at the article over at WWL.com about just all the depth he has at that wide receiver position, where he thinks it's the most he's ever had in his time as a head coach, as far as his amount of talent that he's ever had at that wide receiver position. He says he's got 8 SEC caliber receivers, and, you know, really only 3 or 4 could play at one time. So there's going to be some talented wideouts that are not going to see much action this season.
That's saying a lot, but it also makes me think that you got some fresh legs in the second half, right?
Well, and that was one of the things that Brian Kelly talked about rotating these guys through. You know, you go back to, you know, just a couple years ago when, you know, you had Malik Nabers out there, and you kind of ran with the same 4 or 5 guys really throughout the entire season. And you just went with, you know, Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas and Kyron Lacy, and those were your 3 main guys. And then there were, every now and then, you kind of sprinkled in a couple of new guys in there, but there were some guys that just never really got a chance to play, including Aaron Anderson, who then eventually broke through and had a huge season last year for LSU. But you know, you go back to the 2019 team, greatest offense in college football history, and they really did do a nice job despite having some really top-end talent, obviously, with the Justin Jefferson and those guys. They were able to sprinkle a lot more of those guys in there, but part of it was they were beating everybody up so badly that they were able to play, you know, second and third string wide receivers in the fourth quarter in a lot of those games.
I know you didn't bring it up for this, but that Kyron Lacy story is just such a tragedy in so many different ways.
It's a tragedy. It's really just a horrible story. You know, and I think, you know, we saw it at SEC Media Days. I believe it was Garrett Nussmeier who had the tribute to Kyron Lacy as far as inside his jacket. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of the players are going to be thinking about him. I know some of the guys that have moved on, you know, in particular, like Malik Nabers talked about, you know, if maybe they were around for another season, you know, Kyron would have not, you know, didn't have, you know, maybe that might have helped a little bit, but it's a very troubling, very tough story. And I think something that will be on the mind, it's going to be on the minds of a lot of these players. I know it's not going to be spoken about a ton, but trust me, I mean, I think there's a lot of guys on this current team that think about him every day.
And so troubling that, you know, I had to look it up to make sure that I wasn't misspeaking, because it's like, wait, did I make this up or not? Or no, I didn't make it up. It really did happen.
No, it's shocking to think that one of your top wide receivers, on that LSU football team a season ago is no longer with us. It really is shocking.
Now, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I want to talk about, you know, we got all these receivers, Garrett Nussmeier. Ain't no Jaden Daniels. He's not going to run it. So throw it a lot, right? So if we could throw it a lot, you need to have time. And let's talk about the offensive line when we return. Jeff Palermo, our guest, WWL.com columnist. You can find his stuff at WWL.com, Louisiana Network News Director, talking about the LSU Tigers. If y'all got any questions or comments, the Okunard Jeweler Talk and text line's open at 504-260-1870 about particular positions or players. I'll pass them along. We come back right now. Traffic, WWL. 8:55, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, about those LSU Tigers. And I know you wrote in your piece, Jeff, that Brian Kelly talked about Nussmeier being a little bit faster.
Yeah, a little bit faster. And, you know, Nussmeier talked about it at SEC Media Days about the willingness to run the football a little bit more this season. You know, one of the things that you know, Brian Kelly, he talked about it yesterday, that he does not want to see Nussmeier throwing the ball into danger as much as he did a season ago. And one way he can do that is instead of, you know, trying to thread the needle and hit a wide receiver between a couple of defenders, just tuck it and run.
Hang on. I thought we had eight SEC wide receivers.
Well, they're not going to be open on every play, Tommy.
Well, but you would think one of them would be, right? Because you can't double everybody, right?
You're right about that.
That's all I'm saying.
But there's nothing wrong with the quarterback taking off and running.
But I'm laying a foundation here, Jeff Palermo, and that is in order for Garrett Nussmeier to find the open receiver, he needs to have time to go through his regressions, right? And that comes to the offensive line.
That comes to the offensive line, and it's, you know, it's been well documented that LSU just returns one offensive lineman, starting offensive lineman from a season ago, and that's DJ Chester. And Brian Kelly announced yesterday that Chester is going to be at left guard, and the transfer from Virginia Tech, Braylon Moore, will be at center. You know, Chester was a center last year, but he's probably more suited to play guard, and Braylon Moore is a very good center who's got experience. A two-year starter with the Hokies. And then your tackles are Tyree Adams at the moment and Weston Davis. And then a transfer from Northwestern University, Josh Thompson, would be starting at right guard. But there's guys pushing them, especially at the guard position. Remember, Paul Mubenga made five.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Starts last year. I mean, he's pushing at the guard position. Cohen Echols, who played a lot in the bowl game, he's pushing at a guard position. And then also at the tackles, those guys are getting pushed as well. You got a couple of guys there that are hoping to potentially break through, and Kerryus Kern and Bo Bordelon. So, again, we talked about it right off at the top of this about the depth. And this is another position group where I think they have the depth, but it still remains a big question mark. I mean, LSU has not been able to have a traditional running attack really during the time that Brian Kelly's been the head coach here. We talk about LSU's ability to, they'll be able to throw the ball. Nussmeier's going to throw for over 4,000 yards again if he's healthy. Mm-hmm. But can, when it's third and two, third and one, third and three, whatever it is, can they run the ball and pick up the first down? That was the big problem they had last year in crucial situations. You go back even to the season opener a year ago against USC, the inability to pick up first downs and short yardage situations really hampered this team, and they got to be able to have a solid running game to go along with what should be a prolific passing attack.
I refuse to say room, so I'm going to ask you, with 60 seconds left, run down the running back position for me, please.
Well, you got Caden Durham. Obviously, that's where it starts. And then you're hoping for Caleb Jackson to have a bit of a breakthrough season this year. Trey Holly, the fantastic freshman from St. Martin's, I think he's going to be a part of this offense as well. So, you know, those three guys right there, I mean, I think they're going to be a big part of what LSU does offensively.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you as always. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, LSU, back on the practice field today outside, Jeff, do you know?
They might start indoors, but I wouldn't be surprised if they make it outdoors as well.
I guess as hot as Baton Rouge is here. Thank you, sir. Jeff Palermo, we'll take a break, come back. We're going to spend an hour with a board-certified food allergist. School's starting back, and we're going to learn about kids' allergies and what you need to be aware of, what you don't, etc. when we come back.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.